This is The Fallout. Now on The JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hopefully you're having a great Sunday morning. The John Kincaid Show takes you on a spin around the world of college football. If you missed anything yesterday, you're about to get caught up on the programs that matter. I think Alabama matters, right? Number one in the country, taking on Tennessee. And yes, there are going to be people that are going to be, by the way, obsessing. Tomorrow morning prediction. Obsessing on the fact of that there is a problem with Jeremy Pruitt being too rough on his players on the sideline. I promise you, that will be the talking point tomorrow morning. The hot take media will go with that. How about this hot take? Alabama's good, really good, but they got a Tua storyline that is broken out. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
Garantano under center. He'll try and go over the top. He's not going to get there. The ball comes loose. Taken by Saint, by Alabama. Taken by Trayvon Diggs. He's going to run it all the way down. Trayvon to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! 99 yards. Shane Lee knocked it loose. Trayvon Diggs picked it up. Touchdown, Alabama!
Eli Gold is just so good. He is gold. Tua Tagovailoa sidelined with a high ankle sprain, and we talked about it this morning. So Najee Harris carried the offense, 105 yards on 21 attempts. Harris with two touchdowns, and now you got 2 weeks to get ready. You got Arkansas next week, and then the LSU showdown. Alabama wins 35-13. So what was LSU up to? Well, early on, people were panicking. Uh-oh, LSU's in a tight game with Mississippi State. Is that going to last? Spoiler alert. What were you, dope? Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Tigers Sports Network.
First down play, Burrow in the pocket. Slings towards the far side. Catching it, Racy McMath has it. Down the far sideline, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers! 60-yard touchdown pass. Joe Burrow in the offense. Get uncorked. The junior, Racy McMath, racing down the far sideline. And the Tigers make it 15-7, their first touchdown of the day.
LSU ends up winning 36-13. By the way, in that soundbite, Chris Blair was actually doing some of that call from a shower. You didn't realize it. Joe Burrow, 327 yards, four touchdowns. He broke the LSU single-season record with 29. Tigers travel home after giving up 340 yards to the Bulldogs. They host Auburn next week, and then they've got Alabama. It's going to be a big showdown. 1-2 advance. So what about Clemson? Were they going to be in danger? No, Louisville is really, really bad. Don't believe me? Here's Don Munson on the Clemson Tigers radio network.
Second down and 10 for the Louisville 25. Lawrence back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Has time. Clumps once. Going to roll left side. Looks downfield. Going to throw it out the back to the end zone. Rossville goes up. Caught it. Oh, brought it down for a touchdown. Oh. I thought he was throwing it away. Oh, Ross had other thoughts.
Now, you had like two color analysts there talking over the play-by-play guy. For God's sakes, who engineers those broadcasts? Trevor Lawrence, three touchdown passes in Clemson's 45-10 snooze fest over Louisville. Travis Etienne, 192 yards and a score. My gosh, Clemson beat Louisville. It's 22nd consecutive victory. They rush for 298 yards. They host Boston College next week in another riveting affair from the ACC. Number four, Ohio State at Northwestern. This was on Friday night, so I guess you couldn't watch Family Matters and Full House. Paul Keels from the Learfield IMG College Network has the story.
And a snap to Justin Fields. He'll look to throw on the left side, puts it in the air where it is caught by Mack at the five, takes it to the end zone for the score. Austin Mack on a 23-yard pass from Justin Fields gives Ohio State six more points.
Ohio State wins 52-3. Justin Fields, four touchdowns. J.K. Dobbins, 121 yards. Fields, 18 of 23 for 194 yards. Unbelievable. Yeah, it was 22 passing touchdowns and 30 touchdowns on the season. Buckeyes host the Badgers next week. We'll get to Wisconsin coming up. You know, the big bad Badgers? We'll find out about that one. Number five, Oklahoma. Taking on West Virginia. Was this one going to be good? Don't expect much. Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College.
Second and one, Jalen Deep drop, steps up, going to take a deep shot near sideline, looking for Lee Morris. Touchdown! Oh, mama! What a pass! T.D. Lee!
What about Papa? He liked it, too. Oklahoma wins 52-14. Jalen Hurts, 316 yards, three touchdowns. He rushes for 75 more and two more scores. Sooners are cruising, unbeaten in eight games against West Virginia since the Mountaineers joined the Big 12 Conference. Oklahoma scored at least 34 points in 17 straight games. Oklahoma's really, really good. Let's get to Big Bad Wisconsin. Remember? People were telling me they should have been in my first four in college football. Not so fast, my friend. Here's Brian Barnhart with Martin O'Donnell from Learfield IMG College.
4 seconds left. Wisconsin 23, Illinois 21. The Badgers have no timeouts. They can't stop it. McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone!
Yes!
Good!
Let's go!
Upset.
Let's go, baby!
Okay, that was horrible. 24-23. Not the work of Brian Barnhart. Whatever that screaming thing was from Martin O'Donnell. Hey, Martin, memo, you're not on The Price is Right. You didn't just get picked out of the audience. Color analyst, do a better job. It's supposed to be professional. Illinois does win 24-23. Tony Adams got an interception in midfield with 2:33 remaining. And then the winning kick. Illinois beat a ranked team for the first time since 2011 and knocked off a ranked Big Ten team for the first time since 2007. Wow! Congratulations, Illini. Wisconsin, stop looking ahead. You're not good enough to look ahead. And guess what? You looked ahead and now you're burned and you're going to be a non-factor. Number 7, Penn State versus Michigan. This one looked like a blowout early, but did it stay that way late? Here's Steve Jones from Learfield IMG College.
To near side, Dotson Hamler. Back goes Clifford off play action. Waits. Long and deep. Down the middle. Hamler. KJ's there. Got it. Touchdown, Penn State. 53 yards.
Penn State wins 28-21. Early on, it looked like it was going to be like 49-7. So congratulations to Michigan for keeping it close. But that doesn't do much because the Wolverines are now 1-10 against top 10 teams under Jim Harbaugh. And the Penn State offense, which is a pop gun, honestly, was outgained by the Michigan offense 417-283. Penn State visits Michigan State on Saturday after their 28-21 victory. James Franklin, what'd you think of the win?
Guys made plays when they needed to. So, you know, I'm just proud of our coaches. You know, we made some adjustments. You know, they made some adjustments. It was a chess match all night long. But at the end of the day, our guys were able to step up and make critical plays at critical moments. And that end of the game there, obviously, on the goal line was a huge part of it.
James, if Michigan is playing anything with you, it's not chess. It's like Candyland or Connect Four. Number 9, Florida at South Carolina. South Carolina off their upset of the Georgia Bulldogs. What would happen in this one? And it was raining quite heavily. Mick Hubert from Learfield IMG College had the story.
Trask under center, throws the pass quickly to Grimes at the 5 and down into the end zone. He'll go! Touchdown! How my! Trask has thrown a third touchdown pass in the fourth quarter, and the Gators are blowing him open now, leading 37-20.
Kyle Trask threw 3 of his career-high 4 touchdowns in the final quarter. Gators win 38-27 at South Carolina. They held Gamecock quarterback Kyle Hilinski to 137 yards and a touchdown. He was just 17 of 35. Gators have a week off before facing Georgia in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville on November the 2nd. I'm not supposed to say cocktail party anymore because everyone's gotten politically correct. But believe me, everyone is schnookered, half out of their minds. It's all about drinking and football. Don't let anyone spin it any other way for you. Number 10, Georgia. Their fans had every reason to drink. They were scoreless in the third quarter versus Kentucky last night. Were they finally going to break through? I bet they would. Here's Scott Howard from Learfield IMG College.
14-0, 6:35 remaining in the game. Trying to put some ice on this drink right now. Swift, snap was high to Fromm. Pull it down, give it to DeAndre. He fights through those white shirts and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, and say goodnight to Kentucky.
DeAndre Swift ran for 179 yards and two touchdowns. in the 21-0 victory by the Dogs. They blew it open late. By the way, did you hear Scott Howard there? Let's put a little ice in the drink. Yeah, he's getting ready for the cocktail party, too. Don't let him fool you. Jake Fromm did not have a turnover 1 week after he threw three interceptions, and he lost a fumble. It'll be Georgia versus Florida in 2 weeks in Jacksonville. Number 11, Auburn at Arkansas. Andy Burcham, who's doing a fine job this year, has the story on the Auburn Sports Radio Network.
Back to throw Nix. He throws to the end zone. Schwartz is open. He's got it. Touchdown, Tigers. Touchdown, Auburn. 28 yards. Bo Nix to Anthony Schwartz.
Auburn blows him out 51-10. Nix with three touchdown passes, two in the span of 22 seconds in the third quarter. And the true freshman finished the day completing 12 of 17 for 176 yards and also ran for a score. Auburn now 9-0 under Gus Malzahn, coming off a bye week. It also helps that you're playing Arkansas. And finally, Oregon taking on Washington. Two ranked teams? Didn't seem like it. Here's Jerry Allen with Mike Jorgensen from Learfield IMG College.
Snap to throw. Give him five. Give him six into the end zone. No touchdown call yet. They're going to put it. Yeah, touchdown.
They'll look at it again.
Now the touchdown.
I don't know if the ball.
Jalen Redd.
Yeah, I tell you, it did.
Yeah, Jalen Redd.
All of a sudden, play-by-play becomes a talk show. My gosh. Oregon wins 35-31. The victory gave Oregon complete control in the North Division. Four of the five other teams already have three conference losses. Oregon State at 2-2 is the closest to the Ducks, and Oregon returns home hosting Washington State next Saturday. Color analysts, learn to shut up by next week. And if your team wasn't good enough to be in the fallout, blame your athletic director, blame your coaches. Tell them that recruiting has to be better. That is a great job every week by our producer, Anthony Pierno, who does a spectacular job with the fallout. That is comprehensive work, folks. And our tape ops, who cut all the stuff up together, and Anthony putting that all together, that is not easy work.